Welcome to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, and today we're talking about careers in construction. We're talking with the group Careers in Construction Colorado about the important things they do, helping to engage with students throughout the region, getting them interested in the trades. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline, Glenn Hart and Marlo Asher. Thank you both so much for joining us here on The Extra. And Glenn, let's just talk a little bit about what the Careers in Construction Colorado program is and what you guys do.
Sure. Thanks for having us, Andrew. So Careers in Construction Colorado is a local nonprofit, or actually a statewide nonprofit organization that facilitates construction-based vocational education in high schools. Started in the Colorado Springs area about 6 years ago, grew into the Denver metro area, and now we're expanding throughout the state of Colorado. And so one of the key points that we like to emphasize is we're not educators, but we assist schools in using a curriculum and so on to expose kids to the trades and actually give them career pathways in those trades.
And what has the response been as you've been working in the past 6 years from Colorado Springs, not only from the students, but from the educators and the school systems as well, to having this other option out there?
Yeah, to be frank, the program was hatched, if you will, by the industry. And so there were a handful of gentlemen and their connection to the Housing and Building Association here in Colorado Springs that saw a need. They were construction company owners, presidents of large companies here in this area. And they saw that there was an ever-changing or increasing gap in workforce development. They weren't seeing enough people entering the construction industry. At the same time, they noticed that schools really weren't giving kids a lot of options in the trades and exposure to different opportunities therein. And so instead of pointing fingers at the education system, they did something about it. And so they hatched this program in one school in the 2015-16 school year here in Colorado Springs, and it has grown to 29 schools within the state of Colorado with around 1,500 students enrolled. So the success has been incredible. I'm a former educator. I'm a retired educator of 26 years here in Colorado, and I've spoken with a lot of educators, and I have yet to have anyone provide any negative feedback about the mission that we're trying to accomplish. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and it's such a practical thing to do as well. We know a lot of schools used to have shop classes back in the day, but obviously the focus on that has gone away from there into more kind of college preparatory work. But we all know that college just isn't for everyone, and there's this need for good, high-paying jobs in the skilled trade area throughout the state. And this is really helping to bridge that gap and maybe foster some interest that many students may not know that they had.
Absolutely. I would argue that if you ask the average high school student if they have an interest in joining the construction industry, they probably have a pretty narrow vision of what that means. They've probably witnessed or seen some construction or maybe around their home, seen sidewalks perhaps being poured, maybe a roof next door. But they're really not aware of the variety and the breadth of types of opportunities within the construction industry. In fact, I've learned recently that there are 82-ish different trades involved in building a single family home. I don't know that the average high school kid would realize there's that kind of opportunity in the industry.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would realize that it takes 82 separate disciplines to get a home up. And let's outline some of those, because we all have that picture in our mind that you'd mentioned, someone pouring concrete or swinging a hammer. But there's a lot of other things that get qualified under the construction field.
Absolutely, and we're not an alternative program. We're a very inclusive program, but I would contend that many folks that are aspiring to a four-year degree towards engineering or architecture or any of those kinds of things would definitely benefit and do, frankly, from the program. So Yeah, it really exposes kids to the built environment and the opportunities in industry.
Exactly. And you mentioned that you're not an alternative program, and this is really just an additional program that kind of works side by side to work with the school districts, with the various schools to kind of provide some assistance and some additional work as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Yep. Well,
it's an elective course in most of our high schools, and it obviously serves toward elective graduation credit and so on. I would add that in the state of Colorado and probably nationally, the pendulum is swinging toward the recognition that, as you said, four-year degree or even two-year degrees aren't for everyone, and we need to provide opportunities for students to approach career pathways that are relevant and meaningful to them. And I think there's a lot of programs out there to include auto industry, culinary, and so on, that kind of mirror the mission for careers in construction. I just believe we have the program kind of dialed in to make it easy for schools to buy it into.
Absolutely. Well, still ahead, we're going to talk much more about the program, what it does, working with students day in and day out, and just the great options that it's having, and really the way that it's connecting the actual businesses running construction companies here throughout the state with a potential future workforce here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm joined by folks from Careers in Construction Colorado, as we're talking about some of the great programs they have, the elective programs helping to inspire the next generation of skilled trade workers possibly here throughout the state. Marlo Asher, as along with Glenn Hard, joining me here on the KRDO Newsline. And Marlo, I want to bring you into this conversation. You work day in and day out with the schools and students most closely on the day-to-day aspects of the programs, how this works. So let's talk about what goes into the day-to-day program and what it looks like working with students in this program.
All right. Thank you again for having us on, Andrew. So students who are enrolled in the class, really, this is a hands-on program. So they have a little bit of classroom instruction, but a lot of the time, they are actually doing 80% of the work hands-on. And so they're learning the pre-apprenticeship certificate training curriculum that's PAP, and that is industry approved by the Housing and Building Institute. And so those certificates that the students are earning are U.S. Department of Labor recognized pre-apprenticeship certificates that are stackable and the industry recognized. And so those students are getting certificates on basic safety, construction, math, and then they can take those on and go a little bit farther and do carpentry, electrical, plumbing, and even get landscaping and painting and finishing type certificates as well. So the students can get earn certificates in about 210 hours, and that's probably two consecutive school semesters that they can get those certificates in. And so really, in addition to getting those certificates, the staff at Careers in Construction focuses on employability skills that these students are lacking. They sometimes don't even realize that they have skills, and so we come in alongside them, bring classroom activities as well, and to show them that they do have skills, they have leadership abilities, they have effective communication, they can active listen, all those things, and then compile those when it comes down to it, to building a resume that they can then walk away with and go and apply for a job, whether that's in construction or not. And so that's really what our main focus is to have those employment skills that we can provide them, the soft skills that are necessary in all types of jobs.
Well, and who better to teach some of those soft skills than the people who would be doing the employing here in Southern Colorado as well, since this program, again, is being founded and really supported by the day-to-day actual construction companies and various skilled trade employees and employers throughout the Pikes Peak region.
Yes, and that's really the huge part of this, is getting industry into the classrooms and showing the students the depth and breadth, like Glenn had said. Not every student knows what they want to do when they're taking this elective course, but by the end of it, about 57% of our students state that they are now interested seeking a career in the trade. And that's because we have members from the industry come in and talk to these students, work with them, be mentors to them, and show them what a good career it can be in the construction industry.
Exactly. It sounds very similar to maybe an internship that some people might be more familiar with once you get into the college ranks, but this is definitely taking that earlier path and really for students that want to expand their horizons and maybe thinking that 4-year education just isn't for them.
Right. And a lot of the times this is the perfect time for them to learn and explore. That's what we're telling them. You know, we're here for you to explore. Take this time as an opportunity. If you think you might want to be a pipe fitter, okay, let's go get you with a pipe fitter. And then you can make that decision, like, was this a good fit or was this not? Or do we need to keep exploring other options for you? And we sometimes find that students have, they think that they have a passion, and then we go out and explore, and they're like, okay, maybe this wasn't for me, but I actually really think I might like this better, something that they see on the job site. So it's just an exploratory tool for them and hopefully a career exploration as well. Even if they choose to go to college too, it's, they're like, I might want to be an engineer. Great.
Yeah, and as you're working with these students and the various employers and individuals involved in the professional side of this, what are some of the biggest takeaways that maybe people or students participating in the programs aren't really expecting once they get out and about and really start participating in the program?
I think it's a wide variety of things. I don't think that they're expecting the amount of support that they get from the industry and the Housing and Building Association. Our industry professionals pour so much love, time, and effort into this program, and I don't think the students necessarily understand that until they're immersed in the program. And when they have an industry backing them and supporting their wants and their passions as young adults rising into the career exploration. And so having an industry backing them 100% is really what is an eye-opening for them. Like, wow, these people truly care about me, and they don't even know exactly who I am, but they care and show that they want to help me be successful in life.
Yeah, and the same kind of theme, what are you hearing from some of the professionals working as well about, you know, kind of getting the students involved early or having that opportunity to really pour into a new generation?
As the industry, they're the ones who created this program, and so they know that there is a need for young individuals rising into the construction industry. And so anything that our members or the Housing and Building Association members can do for this program with students, whether that's hosting a job site tour, hosting an internship, or even employing students, or being a mentor and helping students work on their resume or mock interviews, is really so impactful, and that's really what our industry is here for. They're just wanting to help these students
Exactly. Find
a passion.
Yeah, and you know, we'd mentioned too that this is an elective course, so this is done around their normal high school courses. And is this open to all 4 years of high school, or is it more tailored towards kind of the upperclassmen mentality? Really, what kind of student is allowed and able to participate in this program?
Any and every student is. We welcome all students. There is no barrier. We don't have a prerequisite that they have to do. Any student who shows any interest in construction or even wanting to learn basic life skills that they're going to need to know in life are welcome to join our class and be participants in the Careers in Construction program.
And how can they get involved? How can they learn more information or even apply if they might be thinking this is something that they may be interested in for the next semester?
Yep, so I highly encourage all students to talk with their counselors to get enrolled into the program, or if they know the specific construction teacher, to kind of reach out to them and ask a little bit more information. But if the program does not exist in their current district or school, that they could reach out to myself, and we can get them arranged to either go to a different class so that they can take it. We can find other alternatives for them to get enrolled in classes within their district, not at school.
Yeah, well, we're going to continue talking about careers in construction, Colorado. We have to take a short break for news and weather, but we'll be back here on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers and talking with Careers in Construction Colorado, Glenn Hart and Marlo Asher joining me this hour. And we've talked about the program, the great things it's doing to help pair the local construction and skilled trade industry along with students throughout not only the region but the state. And really, we saw a perfect example of it earlier in the week. Glenn, I know you talked about it with Justin on KRDO's Afternoon News earlier in the week, but there were some pretty great things going on and really showing just the power of this program here in the local area.
Yeah, yeah. There's a ton of really amazing things that happened with this program, but most notable right now is we actually have five local high schools who are actively involved in what we're calling the Home Build program. And what that means is they're literally building a 1,200 square foot modular home on their school campus. And so the mill, which is a collaboration between the Peyton School District and Widefield District 3, the mill was the first one to jump on the opportunity to do this program. And as such, they're the first ones to actually complete homes. So earlier this week, we had a celebration at the mill to celebrate the completion of that home. And so the kind of the idea around being able to do those home builds is that kids not only have the classroom experience and exposure to industry, they also have hands-on exposure, you know, within a lab setting or a shop setting. But now that's even taken to another level where they literally build a home on their school school campus, as I said. A really cool facet involved in that is the majority, if not all, of the materials for the home are donated by our local suppliers, which is unbelievable. And then we have local trades partners who assist in parts of the process. So for example, when it's time to do the HVAC system, we'll have an HVAC partner come assist, do a lot of the work, and instruct the kids on that process. So it's an example of a really amazing collaboration between the school districts and industry in again, providing kids with those amazing opportunities.
Yeah, and once those schools are completed, then or those homes on the school campuses are done, what happens next?
Yep, so the home is actually sold. And in fact, the home that's just completed at the mill is in the process of being sold. It will be moved and set on the buyer's site. And the mill will start their next build.
Yeah, and it's such a great way to kind of get that practical knowledge. I know you'd mentioned going through all the safety and practical parts as well as the physical parts, and it's just a great way to live that out, because it's always one thing to go through the coursework, go through paperwork and tests and kind of do the book side of it, but seeing those safety regulations really being put into place, it's really perfect learning, especially for kids who might end up choosing this as a career path moving ahead.
Absolutely. And Andrew, I'd be remiss not to mention that we actually have five districts that are performing a home build right here in the Colorado Springs or Pikes Peak region. And those are the mill, as I mentioned. Coronado High School is performing a home build. Power Technical School with the James Irwin District is performing a home build. Liberty High School is well on their way, and Manitou Springs High School is starting their build in 2 weeks. So it's pretty amazing to see that kind of opportunity, you know, throughout the region.
Absolutely.
A lot of kids are gaining a ton of really great exposure to the industry.
Yeah, and even as Marlo said, if this isn't even something that they realize that they want to go into as a career, this is just great life skills to know because they're eventually going to live on their own. They're going to eventually end up being homeowners, needing to do some level of maintenance on their home as well, or maybe just some weekend honeydew type projects, that this will help them have at least some base level knowledge of how to work simple tools and be able to do some projects for themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're not delusioned. We realize that not every kid in the program is going to want to enter the industry, right? But you're exactly right. They'll develop some knowledge and skills that are lifelong. And I would add to that, you know, an understanding of the built environment and an appreciation for the built environment and the work and blood, sweat, and tears necessary to create the environment. We live in a built environment, right? And so if nothing else, they'll gain an understanding and an appreciation of that. When it comes time to vote on, you know, local initiatives or issues and, you know, all those kinds of things. So it's a really great impact on kids, regardless of the industry they actually choose.
Yeah, or it gives them a great respect for the work that goes into these things as well. Maybe they end up in a position where they hire someone to do work around their house, having that level of respect and understanding for the hard work that this does go into as well, and kind of opening their eyes more to that side of the world that they may not otherwise be exposed to.
Absolutely. They gain a better understanding, and, you know, really, it really creates an environment where students learn about community, and they respect their community more, and in turn, you know, it generates a better community. So I can't say enough about those things outside of the curriculum of construction.
Absolutely. You mentioned the five school districts, the five schools that they're working on the home build projects right now. What are some of the other districts that are participating in this program right now, if people might be interested in seeing if their school or district are one of the participating schools?
You bet. So we're also, in addition to those five I mentioned, we're also in Harrison District 2. We're in Lewis Palmer District 38. We have a bunch of schools, and I would hate to start listing the districts, but we actually have a variety of schools in the Denver metro area. We're in Pueblo County High School. We're in Canyon City High School. And then we've grown, as I mentioned, we're developing a model as a statewide organization. And so we're as far away as Vilas, which is far, far southeast Colorado. It's like an hour south of Lamar. And we're in Meeker High School, which is the opposite corner, right? Far northwest corner of the state. So we're in a lot of districts and schools, and our goal is to grow into 65 schools in the next few years, simply because we believe that the industry supports it that well, and kids need to have these opportunities. So we're pretty motivated to make that happen.
Absolutely. You mentioned the goal is to get into 65 schools in the future. What do you see as some of the other long-term goals, and where would you guys like to see this program go into the next 5, 10, maybe 15 years?
Yeah, so we're actually developing a model. It's been a little bit of a challenge because, you know, as I mentioned before, the program was started here in the Colorado Springs or Pikes Peak region. And then we started to get some inquiries from throughout the state. And it really took a lot of strategic planning on the part of our board of directors and staff to come up with a way that we can actually help facilitate the program in areas like Durango or Greeley, right? We don't have the bandwidth to do what we do for our local high schools in those remote or those, you know, geographic regions throughout the state. And so we're developing models that we can then assist and hand off to either other trade associations like Housing and Building Association in Northern Colorado or individual schools so that they can grab onto the model and exercise it in a way that, you know, matches the needs of their schools, their kids, and their communities. So we're developing models that can be used not only statewide, but there's a lot, some potential for those models to be passed forward and potentially be used nationwide.
Yeah, and are there any current needs that you have to continue with that mission? Is there anything that you need either from the public or maybe other industry partners that might be listening today?
Yeah, we always need assistance, right? We always need funding. We'd love to have trade partners go into the classrooms and, you know, talk with kids, give them some exposure to whatever their trade or their industry is. We host career pathway fairs in which, you know, we give kids an opportunity to see some of the other parts of the industry that they may not have been exposed to. That typically happens in the spring. and then we perform a career fair. A point that we've really not emphasized a whole lot is not only do we give kids opportunities to learn a lot, but we also assist and facilitate in providing them opportunities for job shadows, internships, and actual employment. So there's a lot more to it than just another elective high school credit.
Yeah, and let's talk about kind of that being able to have that transition into a good-paying career, because a lot of these jobs, they are very well-paying, especially compared to some of the other entry-level jobs out there as well. And again, we know the workforce is aging out, and there's a lot of skilled trades that are trying to actively recruit, and this is a great way to get people engaged and to really learn what the local industry needs from the experts themselves.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And, you know, a couple other facets that we haven't really talked about is our curriculum is produced by the Home Building Institute. I think Marlo had mentioned that a few minutes ago. And that Home Building Institute is in Washington, D.C., and they do have that relationship and connection with the United States Department of Labor. And so the curriculum is vetted and credible, right? And so kids have the opportunity to earn those certificates, as I mentioned. We assist those kids then to exercise, you know, what they've learned in the classroom and make it applicable in whatever setting, you know, makes sense, whether that is a job shadow, internship, and so on. It's just been an amazing opportunity to connect students to the industry. And as Marlo mentioned, give them an opportunity to explore what may or may not be great options for them. And we're seeing a lot of success in that.
Yeah, and there's so much more to talk about. We're continuing to discuss everything going on and the ways to engage the future generation of skilled workers, or just expose students to another opportunity or skill set. We're talking with Careers in Construction Colorado. We have much more as the Extra continues right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio, and this hour we've been talking about careers in construction, joined by Glenn Hart and Marlo Asher of Careers in Construction Colorado. It's been a fascinating conversation about all the great things that they're doing in the local area throughout the state to help engage with students and the professional construction industry throughout the state. And Glenn, before the break, we were talking about some of the other great things going on in the program. As we kind of come towards the end here in our last couple minutes, what are some of the big things that people should be taking away about the program and the opportunities that are afforded to students throughout the area?
Yeah, I think big takeaways. One would be that we're really working hard to change the paradigm from, you know, the pendulum is swinging from the concept or idea that every kid is supposed to go to a four-year college, and if you're not, then somehow we don't have a lot of options for you. We're trying to get the word out that there are a lot of options within the construction industry, and frankly, within a lot of other trade industries. That, you know, if kids have some exposure to, they gain an understanding of, they could very, very well develop a career pathway that is meaningful to them, right? And that can lead to a viable, enjoyable career path post high school. And so that's really what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, and Marlo, want to bring you back into the conversation as well. What are some of the big ways that people can get involved if they want to learn more information, either if they're a student or if they are an industry partner as well that want to get involved in this amazing program?
Yes. Time, talent, and treasure are ways that industry professionals can get involved into our Careers in Construction program. So if they want to come in, talk with students, but most importantly, if students are wanting to enroll into the program, they can reach out to their school counselors and find out if the program is available in their school. And if they still have questions or need any help there, they can email me, myself, and that's Marlo, M-A-R-L-O, at cshba.com. And regarding any questions that they may have about the program or how to get involved, or even if the industry wants to get involved as well, they can reach out to me, myself, to find any answers that they have questions too.
Absolutely. Again, this runs on the semester program within the schools, but we know there are always the career fairs and other things going on. And what are some of the big dates, anything that we can look forward to as far as some of the upcoming events for Careers in Construction Colorado?
Well, we don't have any hard dates set, but we do have some events coming up for our Career Pathway Fair that typically takes place in February. And then following that, we have our career fair that will take place in early April or late April, depending on the time of that we can get an event venue. So we have those two big events coming up. And like Glenn had mentioned, we do have a home build starting at Manitou Springs High School in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be exciting, too.
Absolutely. Well, it's been a fascinating conversation. Definitely want to thank both Glenn and Marlo for joining me here on The Extra. And for more information about this program, just head on over to their website, which is ciccolorado.org, ciccolorado.org. Thank you both so much for joining us and everything you do throughout the community.
Thank you so much.
That does it here.
Andrew,
for the,
thank you for having us.
No problem. Thank you. That does it here on The Extra. We have the Tom Martino Show still ahead here on KRDO News Radio.